Good Saturday morning from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of October 1st, 2022. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational and a respite care facility for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. It has been wonderful weather for the campers this past week, where they have had anything from day camp to overnight stays. This is a respite care weekend. It's an opportunity for families to leave their loved ones with special needs off at camp on Friday night and come back on Sunday and pick them up. So looking forward to a great weekend. Also, our travel campers are continuing to take trips every week. This weekend, they're heading up to the UNI football game. I'm sure they'll have a great time there. Had a great turnout of campers last Sunday as camp dedicated the new Massey Papke multi-purpose field. Campers were playing baseball. We had a soccer game going on the Musco mini pitch field. And later after that, that area can also be used for basketball. We also had campers playing pickleball on the two courts. We had foursquare going, shuffleboard, you name it, and a great turnout of the public. Campers had a wonderful time. Saw this Facebook post from Kat Felton. She writes, "Where do I even start? I guess at the beginning. Kaysen got me to go on the zip line with him this morning at Camp Courageous, and safe to say, I did it once, no need for me to do it again. He loves it though. We went for a train ride, bouncy house, and ended the morning with a soccer game. A huge thank you to everyone who came to watch Kaysen play soccer and all the other players. Fun was had by all. If you have never been out to see all that Camp Courageous has to offer, please take some time out of your day or your weekend and check it out. Those with all different abilities have so much fun. It is truly a second family. Thanks everyone for being a part of our journey." And once again, Kat Monk Felton is the mother of camper Kaysen. After the initial introductions and dedication at the Massey Papke multi-purpose field, past camper Jimmy Gibney had the honor of cutting the ribbon for the field to ring in the opening. Jimmy Gibney started coming to camp when he was only 11 years old. He enjoyed camp so much throughout his teens, his 20s, that once he got into his 30s, he wanted to make it possible for somebody else to enjoy coming to camp also. So he does an exceptionally good job of saving his birthday money, along with repurposing his tips, which he felt very guilty accepting, from his work at the Wilson Avenue Hy-Vee, along with employee bonus money and on and on. And he would save all that and provide a campership for another person to come to camp and enjoy it the way he had enjoyed it. He also adds a little extra so the camper can have a t-shirt and snacks while at camp. A super individual, and it was great to have Jimmy Gibney cut the ribbon. Unfortunately, Gary Machek, who was originally from Cedar Rapids and now living in California, was not able to attend the open house and dedication of the Massey Papke multi-purpose field, but he was able to make it just a few days ago. He had the opportunity to ride the zip line, which he helped fund, and also see the beautiful field area. It was great to visit with him. Gary's parents, Helen and Mike, were dear friends of Tate and Dottie Cummins, and when Helen passed away at the age of 100, she gave Gary her home and all the contents. In return, Gary gave all that to Camp Courageous, a wonderful tribute to great folks and really left a legacy here at Camp Courageous. Fundraisers, we want to thank people for coming out for the annual Pancake Breakfast and Open House. It was a beautiful day. A big thanks to the Vintage Jammers for performing and all the public who enjoyed the zipline, the train rides, and so much more. Today, Camp Courageous staff and volunteers are working the beer tent for the Oktoberfest in the Amanas, so all the tips from there go to help Camp Courageous. So big thank you to our friends at Amana for making this opportunity. Past Thursday, Friday, and today, the VW bus, which we're raffling off, is in the Amanas at the Market Barn for Oktoberfest. A big thank you to Bill Leisenring from the Oxholkian and Jeff Pommenhagen with Amana for giving Camp Courageous this opportunity. On Sunday, tomorrow, The VW bus will be in Hopkinton at the Hot Rod and Harley Show. Big thank you to Steve Davis for giving Camp Courageous that opportunity. If you would like the VW bus to be at a special event that you have, please contact us and we'll be happy to bring it to you. Big thank you to the Fredericksburg Lions Club for visiting camp. Great supporters of camp for years and years and years, and our appreciation goes out to them from traveling the distance to camp to see it firsthand. Also, thank you to Dan Scandridge from Hartwick, Iowa, who donated 150 pounds of pork and beef to the camp, a big need, and a dear friend of Leo Grieco for years and years. Also at the breakfast, we had Dave Wickman, representing the Hawkeye Antique Tractor Association, present Camp Courageous a check. That association decided to close because of dwindling membership, and we are grateful that they thought of Camp Courageous as their final act of kindness. Denny and Janet Zart's 60th wedding anniversary has been like Friday, and we wish them the best. They're great honorary board members. A reminder, the Manchester Garage Sale goes Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturdays from 9 to noon, our number one fundraiser. And lastly, memorials. This past week, Mary Metzel, 93 of Marion, passed away. And in lieu of flowers, she asked that memorials go to Camp Courageous. Also, Mel Campbell, 89 of Marion, passed away, and his memorials go to camp. We hope that each one of you have a wonderful weekend and a great week to come, and we are sincerely grateful that you took the time to listen. Thank you.